Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money, but you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but you want it right now. So you live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich, about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have greater capacity to create a ripple effect and bless the lives of others. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. I appreciate you binging and sharing and asking questions that inspire me to create these topics for you. Keep doing so. Thank you so much for doing that and reaching out to us. As a reminder, go to our website, moneyripples.com. If you're looking for more information on just going deeper, we've got playlists, including infinite banking, even about consulting and how to get your money work for you so you can stop working for money. Go and be sure and check that out today.
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old, but he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
All right, guys. So I really want to go back and kind of give you the inspiration, the thing that motivated me to be where I am today. You know, what shaped me through my childhood, shaped me into the adult that I now am. At least most of the time I'm thinking I'm adult. There are times that I wonder, I'm just a big grown up teenager sometimes, but my wife would agree with that. I really want to kind of take you back and help you understand not just my background, but most importantly, what were the lessons that changed and shifted my life so that I was able to get to be work optional, where I was able to be out of the rat race, quote unquote, right? Where I had enough passive income coming in that I was able to quit when I was 28, almost 29 years old. And it wasn't easy because I had to go through a journey. But if you have the right perspective, you know the right things, I can guarantee we can create a shortcut for you to make this easier. So I want to talk about that and give you real examples from my life as well as the lives of our clients and how that really works. Now, give you the backstory. You know, I was raised by hardworking, good parents that taught me great values. They taught me to work hard. They taught me to go after my goals. My mom taught me to really go after your dreams and create something of beauty and be a creator. My dad taught me to get out and to make something more of myself, right? That was a big thing, you know, to really take control of your life. That's really my dad. But the one thing that wasn't instilled into me was an abundance of money, right? It wasn't that money was a positive thing, because we would be sitting down at our dinner table and there'd be things said, you know, like, hey, we can't afford this, you know, or what am I made of money? You know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, or, you know, even worse, when my dad would talk about work and he would say, you know what, I'm just going to work until I die. Why? Because he had the depression mentality that you work for a company for 40 years, you get retired, they give you the nice gold watch and a retirement plan, and everything else is set for you for life. But that wasn't the case. He got laid off from time to time from those companies. Even though he would be one of the top workers there, they would still let him go. You know, they would cut back on different territories, responsibilities that he had, so he'd get his pay cut after he would create more and more work and more value for those companies. And he hated it. I mean, he was really a guy he is really the Dave Ramsey poster child. I mean, this guy worked hard. He didn't blow his money. He still enjoyed his money, but it wasn't like he was blowing it left and right. I mean, he was cheap. You know, he would pinch those pennies. He would save everything into his 401k plans. He would do all he could, but yet he was still working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You know, he was working himself to the bone, to the point where he thought he would work until he's dead. Well, at the result of that, I decided at that kitchen table, I'm not going to follow that path. That is not going to be me. I'm not going to be him. I'm going to create my own life. I'm going to take control of my own destiny. I'm going to do something different. So yeah, I went through college, came out, and then the first opportunity to become an entrepreneur was become a financial advisor, which I thought, that's my ticket out. That is how I'm going to break free, because I'm going to be smarter with my money than even my dad was. And hey, if I can help some people along the way, even my own dad, that's worth it. So I became a financial advisor. And after several years of training, and many of you guys have heard the stories about the training I've gotten over the years, after several years, I was sitting back down at the table, the same kitchen table. My dad was talking about all the scarcity of money. We're sitting down at that table analyzing and looking at his retirement plans. He says, Chris, what can I do? What more can I do here? And remember, he had done a lot, even paid off his house early. Again, Dave Ramsey would have loved him. Well, I said, Dad, I'm seeing your numbers right here. And sorry to say, but honestly, I don't know what to do for you because you only have 5 years of retirement. You have to die after the next five years if you want to retire now. And my dad was 61 at the time. And I said, after all those decades of work, you've got 5 years of retirement you can live on. That's not the answer you want to hear. He's like, well, what do I do? What are some other options? I said, I don't know. Financial advising doesn't give me those options. And so when the student's ready, the teacher appears. A few weeks later, I reached out to my friend, Doug. You know, Doug, I trained to be a financial advisor, but he left to go do real estate investing. And I called him up thinking, yeah, I bet you he's probably broke. I'm sure that real estate investing thing didn't work out for him. So I called him, Doug, how you doing? It's like, life is great, Chris. Like my dad and I have partnered on some real estate investments and we've doubled his income as a professor at the local university here. I said, what? Come on, that's too good to be true. There's no way you could have done that. I said, Chris, we are doing it. And after we debated a little bit, he finally just said, Chris, let me ask you a few questions. First, how many of your clients are financially free? Now, he got me because not only was my dad didn't have hope, but as I looked at the clients I had advised, even ones that had advisors before me, they weren't any better off either. So my answer was none. Okay, Chris, how about this? How many of you guys as financial advisors are financially free, not off the commissions you're earning, not off after all the trails and renewals and assets under management, getting paid off that, but actually doing these investments, how many of you guys are financially free? As I thought back, the guys in my office have been working there since the late 1970s, I realized none. None of them are. Okay, Chris, well, there's your answer. Well, then give me the answer, Doug. And at first he was resistant, but eventually he said, all right, let's start talking. So over the next several months, I was kind of like Abba, doing the dancing queen, right? No, I was kind of like Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole, right? And going on this journey. Eventually on that journey, I quit being a financial advisor, but I started learning from guys that were in this alternative space. And later that year, I was able to get my money and my resources working for me that I was able to be out of the rat race myself. Now, financial independence for me at that time was only $3,500. I didn't have to do a lot to get there. It was nice. You know, it was pre-inflation and pre about six kids in my life. And so, you know, I only had 1.5 babies at that time when I got out of the rat race, about two really. And so, yeah, I was out of the rat race, 28, almost 29 years old. And that's the big thing I'm working on today, guys, is that, you know, I didn't want to follow the same path of my dad, even though I was going down the same path. I was saving. I was trying to pay off my dad, doing everything he was doing. Even as a financial advisor, I was repeating the same mistakes he and all the rest of my clients have been doing. But when I started to do the opposite, that is when everything changed for me. That's when things got better. And so now, I mean, it's not just me that obviously got out. We've worked with over 900 clients and they've gotten themselves, many of them got themselves out of the rat race themselves, you know, as well. Some of them have gotten out of the rat race. Others are on the path to that point. But I'll tell you, I mean, the great thing is they're better off than 95%+ of people out there today, just because they have passive income streams coming in, sometimes in the thousands or even the tens of thousands of dollars. So I want to talk about those three key things that I had to learn to shift away and be able to open up the possibilities so that I knew I had hope for me, but not just for me, but for everybody else. So let's go into that. So one, right? We got to start tracking our money. If you haven't heard me say this before, you got to take this down. You got to know your numbers. Start tracking your money using tools like mint.com or using the Mint app, using those things to really see how much money's coming in and how much is going out. Understand the full flow of money. Expenses, although that's not everything. I didn't say live on a budget. Most people say you got to live on a budget. I'm not saying that. I'm saying instead, don't focus on the budget. Focus on just tracking your spending, tracking to see where the money's going. I can guarantee if you think you're too busy, and I've had people say this after hundreds of clients, the ones that say they're too busy, especially they're entrepreneurs, find out they usually can find at least $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year. That's just being wasted. It's not even a thing that makes their lifestyle any better. give you an example. I had one client where she was a graphic designer, always on the go, hustle, 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 move, 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 always going, never had time to do anything, including looking at her numbers. Got her to slow down, got her to finally put the numbers in. It took about a month, by the way, to get her to do it. When we finally did it, what did we find? We found like subscriptions and memberships that she had that really weren't serving her. Even things like utilities, you know, they were paying like $300 a month for Comcast cable because her husband liked sports. I was like, well, listen, with streaming services nowadays, you can spend less than $30 a month and get everything that you need. Why do you need that? And so we started having them strip away the things that really weren't serving them. And guess what? We found $1,800 a month that we were able to free up. Didn't sacrifice her lifestyle. They didn't have to get rid of that latte and so on, right? They just had to start tracking their money. $1,800 a month, that's $22,000 a year. Do you think that got her to relax just a little bit? Maybe slow down just a teeny bit more? You betcha. I had another client where now she was overspending. She was making $250,000 a year between her and her husband, yet they were paycheck to paycheck. Couldn't figure out why. We went through the numbers, found out they were spending $5,600 a month eating out. That's just eating out. Their grocery bill was over $1,000 a month. They were eating out at $5,600 a month. And no, they don't have a massive family. They had a family of four plus a boyfriend living in. And that boyfriend thought he was a gourmet chef. That's why they were spending so much money on the groceries. I got them to cut back their eating out budget to just $1,000, only $1,000, right? And we were able to save a few $100 or more on the grocery bill. All things said and done, we save them over $70,000 a year just because they track their money. Again, most people think they're too busy or it's just a pain in the butt to do. It's not the sexy part. It's not like the investing. The truth is, it means everything. Because we just had a client recently that came in. They have more than enough money to invest and get themselves out of the rat race this year. But as we analyze the income and expenses, so when we work together on a one-on-one basis as a consultant, we actually have you fill out a spreadsheet. The cash flow optimizer is what we call it. Have you fill it out, look at your income expenses, your balance sheet. We look at everything. We analyze everything. It's funny because a lot of people will say, I don't need you to look at that. Well, we looked at it, found out we could actually free up $4,000 a month, $4,000 a month. And that's even before we invested. Just so you know, $4,000 a month in the investing world, to make that, we would generally require at least $400,000 to $500,000 of savings to generate $4,000 a month. We were able to do that without them investing their money. We save them years of what they could have done. So we were able to free up that $4,000 a month. Now everything else that we're using from their investments and retirement accounts and savings now can be used to generate passive income, and they can hit their financial independence number faster. And that's the thing you got to know too. When you know your numbers, know your financial independence number. Know what it takes to be able to pay your expenses and then add 10%. So if your expenses are $8,000 a month, you probably want to tack on another $800 to $1,000 more, make it $8,800 or $9,000 a month, just to overshoot a little bit to ensure you have that financial independence. You do that, and it's amazing. I love what Mark Twain says. Mark Twain says, you know, I would love to help get people what they want. The problem is I can't find anybody who knows what they want. You got to know your financial independence number. You got to know the goal, point Z. Just like if you have a GPS, you got to know the starting point and the end point. You got to know your financial independence number, and you got to know where your finances are right now before you can get there. That's key. That's essential. That's one of the biggest reasons I got out of the rat race, because I knew exactly what I was spending, how much money was coming in. I was able to prepare accordingly and strategize accordingly. So that's number one. Number two is you got to get your money out of prison. I mentioned this last week, right? But getting that money out, how do you get that released? Okay. What is it you can really do? Here's the great thing. Whatever you have in savings, drop off the zero, and that's what you can make in passive income every year. So if you have $300,000 in savings that you're able to get out, drop off the zero, that's $30,000 a year of income. Because if you can make at least 10%, which is usually the bottom number about what most of our people in our vetted network have, you know, when they have deals, usually you're making at least 10 to 12%, maybe even 15% a year on those investments. Nothing's guaranteed, of course, but that's typically what you see. So if you have $300,000, that means you can make $30,000 a year of passive income off of that. That's huge, right? I'll tell you, I had one client had $900,000 just sitting in savings, not doing anything. He's like, well, maybe I'll buy a house, maybe I won't. Okay, well, that $900,000 can generate $90,000 a year. Just so you know, his his retirement, his financial independence number, or actually it wasn't even his independence number. His independence number that he created was higher than his expenses. He wanted $10,000 a month or $120,000 a year. Understand that if you have $90,000 out of the $120,000, you're already 3/4 of the way there just by getting that money working for you. I had another guy, you know, another client that was in California had a $1 million, you know, I mentioned like the $1 million retirement plan. I talked about this before, you know, went from a few hundred a month to then $12,000 a month. And a completely different lifestyle than what the financial advisor was saying, where he's saying, yeah, maybe you can live on $30,000 a year with this $1 million. So we don't want that, right? So we want to make sure that it works. You know, also home equity. Home equity is another place we can find it. Even with rising interest rates, there's still ways to refinance it and get money out to be able to make a higher return than what it costs you to for that money. Usually you can make at least an extra 4 or 5%. Of the equity that you could get available. So if you can get $100,000 of equity from your house, you can usually generate at least another $4,000 to $5,000 more a year than what the payment costs you. And just so you know, that's money that didn't even come out of your pocket. That's really for you. It's almost like having an infinite rate of return because it wasn't your money in hand in the first place. You're generating more with the bank's money that you're just leveraging using your house as equity, right? So there's lots of things to do there. You know, give you another example. I had a couple out in Minnesota that hired us last year. Just got an update from them recently. In fact, I posted on Facebook and got people kind of worked up a little bit. But a lot of they had some money in savings. They had several hundred thousand savings, but most of their resource that they had to get out of prison was locked up in their house and in their building. They owned a building for their practice. And once they got the big picture, realizing what they could do to leverage it, they end up doing a cash out refinance of their home, stopped trying to pay it off early. They cashed out money from their office building. And even after the mortgage payments, after all was said and done, we had this 1 year follow-up. And guess what? They're netting $280,000 a year of passive income. $280,000 a year. All because they got their money out of prison. The great thing is they're work optional. They don't have to keep working, but they keep doing it because they love their profession. They love helping and serving people. And they keep going. So if anything, that just keeps growing their passive income some more because they can just keep reinvesting their money over and over again. Just a huge, beautiful example right there. So that's a big thing, is getting money out of prison. Okay, here's another example. This one's near and dear to my heart, right? This was a client that was out in North Dakota. They hardworking people. The husband was working 6 days a week, just working his tail off, right? Just working so hard. And really, he just wanted some freedom. He wanted to be able to not have to work weekends anymore because he was working Monday through Saturday. And then when we got to Sunday, he was dead. So he wasn't available for his family. Well, all things said and done, as we went through, again, that optimizer, we went through it, we found $6,000 a month we could free up for him. Not even counting anything we did with investments, just freeing up cash flow, $6,000 a month. Guess what they did with that $6,000? The wife called me. She said, Chris, we took that $6,000 and we bought a four-wheeler. Now, Dave Ramsey would have been freaking out. Like, what? Why'd you blow that money? That's stupid. Every other financial advisor, financial expert would shame them. But I knew where this was going. And I said, oh yeah? So that's awesome. Way to go. She said, Chris, you got to understand, for us, this was the best investment ever. Because now he's taking off Saturdays. He doesn't feel like he has to keep working and slaving away. He can take off Saturdays. And what do? We go four-wheeling as a family every weekend. She's like, we didn't just get the four-wheeler. We got, my kids got their father back. And I got my husband back. She's like, that is priceless. You can't put a dollar amount on that because now we're making memories. We're investing in that now. Guys, that's what this is really about. It's really about not just freeing up the cash and get the money, but getting out of prison, getting it to work for you, getting to really, truly work for you and do something amazing. Okay. It's really about that. And then of course, it leads to this next point, which is passive income now trumps everything. It's about accelerating your money, not accumulating money. Everybody else out there is telling you to accumulate and build up this net worth to then someday live on. But the truth is that we want to accelerate. We want to generate passive income now from this money. So not only are we just trying to free up money or get out of prison, now once we get that money out of prison, we got to make it work for us so that we have to keep working for it. And that's, you know, that's where the magic happens. That's where, like I mentioned, you know, we had people that have, you know, got to the point where they can retire sometimes within a year. Sometimes it takes 5-10 years, but everyone has their own different timelines. But it's so much fun. I had a guy recently, he'd been taking my advice for years, but he hadn't quite implemented my advice. He'd been listening, hadn't implemented. He finally at the point said, you know what, Chris, I'm going to sell off that property. It's making me $200 a month. Get that 700,000 equity out of it and get that investing for me now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to finally pull the trigger. Yes, he missed four years of implementation, but now he's got that. He's at that point. He can get that money working for him now, creating another really 70,000 a year versus 2,400 a year, right? It's so exciting to see that. You know, I'll tell you one of the last things, you know, is we had somebody that just, you know, they weren't sure how to make it work. They were, again, paycheck to paycheck. You know, the income was kind of like up, but then there would be breaks in between their work. And so they'd have a few months off. And what's awesome is that we got their cash flow up another $4,000 a month. We just got the resource to work for them. Some of it was home equity, others just savings, getting to work for them better. They even did an infinite banking plan, got that working too. So they've got their money working harder essentially, right? But that $4,000 a month, now whenever he's in between projects or jobs, even though he has big, huge months and then no months of no income, now he doesn't have to worry about it because now it's not like income zero, right? It's not like that. Now it's like income $4,000 a month, which is, you know, getting almost halfway of what he needs to be out of the rat race completely and then be completely work optional. You know, again, he's not out of the rat race today, like some of these other examples I gave you, but that $4,000 a month makes a massive difference in his freedom, huge difference for him, and be able to get him to just relax. He doesn't have to jump from work project to work project. He can say, you know what? I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'm just going to enjoy it. Guys, that's what we're really doing here. It's not just about the numbers, right? Everybody wants to say it's all about the numbers. The numbers, you got to understand them. You got to know them. But most importantly, it's about how do we create that freedom in your life to buy your life back, give you that time so you can actually spend time with those that you love, doing what you love while you're still young enough to enjoy it, right? That's the key. My dad never really got that. I mean, by the time he finally retired, he was at the point where health-wise, he wasn't in the best of shape. You know, he's more going visiting doctors more than he's able to visit his grandkids. You know, and I know he didn't want to do that. That was not his intention at all, but that's the reality. I think we're going to hear more and more stories about that as the baby boomers keep aging. And even now us Generation Xers start moving close to retirement. We're going to start hearing more and more people saying, whoa, if I don't have Social Security, if I don't have socialized anything, I'm out of luck. What am I going to do? I'm screwed. This does not have to be your story. This doesn't have to be a story like this. Your story can be very different. It could be like ours, myself, and hundreds of our other clients, where you actually have freedom, where you actually can take control of your life and have that time back, where you can actually spend time with your family while they still want to spend time with you versus when they're already old enough that they already have their own lives, they're too busy to really take a break. And hopefully it's not just that, but you create a new legacy, something that lasts beyond you, a legacy of prosperity for your family and generations beyond you. You know, that's what I'm doing. Like when I sit at my own kitchen table now, it's not about, you know, talking about how we can't afford things. It's about possibilities. We never even worry about money. And that wasn't always the case. It wasn't always the case with me. I'll tell you, I was the guy that set the AC way too high that you have to start sweating before I turn it on, or the heat way too low and you're freezing and putting on jackets and layers because I didn't want to spend money on electricity or gas, right? That's the kind of person I was. Like I had a break from that mold, but man, you know, those conversations with my kids, you know, where my kids, you know, thank me like, thanks, you know, for this experience. Thanks for taking us here, dad, or taking us there. You know, even my own dad, he's like, son, I'm proud of you. I can't even believe that. I don't even understand your life and how you do what you do. Like you're doing things that I wish I could have done when I was younger. And it's true. I wish that I could have done half the things that my kids experience. I'm not here to spoil them. That's the good news. But I'm here to do something different. You are too. Like imagine if your kids start thanking you, saying, thank you for teaching me a better way than what everybody else taught. I mean, imagine you have people saying, man, I want your life. I want my life to be like yours. That's exactly what it can be. I mean, just picture what that would look like and picture what it would be like if you can be at a place where you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Guys, this is what drives me every day. That feeling that I really can't accurately describe, and I'm failing right now even to describe how awesome it is. And it's not that my life is worry-free. I still have to work at stuff. I'm working on my marriage. I'm working on being a better parent. I'm working on my spirituality. I'm working on my health to try to stay younger than I am. I don't have to work on all this stuff. you know, my life's not over just because I got finances figured out. But man, it's so much better than being in a survival mode to be able to look outside of me and say, whose lives can I bless? That is the ripple effect I'm here to create for you. That's what I want for you guys as well. So anyways, I want you to take that to heart. Remember, if you got those three lessons, is one, is start to know your numbers. Know what your financial independence number is, and also know what money's coming in, going out, using tools like Mint. Two is get your money out of prison. Find out where that money's locked up. And if you're not certain where it is, our passive income calculator can even spit out a number for you and help do that all for you on moneyripples.com. So feel free to use that. And then third is then turn it into passive income. And especially if that calculator says that number should be at least 15, 20,000 or higher, definitely go to our contact us page, reach out to us, because I can assure you we can find it, right? So anyways, guys, I want the best for you. I want that ripple effect to go beyond me, because I know that my family extends beyond my immediate family, includes you. I know that your life can be blessed and changed for the better and more hope in your future than what you might think is possible right now, all by having a different set of eyes, be able to see it with new eyes, just like I had to see it as a financial advisor that then quit and repented and created a life of freedom. You can do that as well. Go and make it a prosperous week so you can have an amazing, prosperous life for you and the legacy and the family beyond you. Make it a great day, everybody. I'll see you.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now. Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 billion years from now, but you want it right now. So you live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich, about creating a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have greater capacity to create a ripple effect and bless the lives of others. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. I appreciate you binging and sharing and asking questions that inspire me to create these topics for you. Keep doing so. Thank you so much for doing that and reaching out to us. As a reminder, go to our website, moneyripples.com. If you're looking for more information on just going deeper, we've got playlists, including infinite banking, even about consulting and how to get your money work for you so you can stop working for money. Go and be sure and check that out today. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or and or rent them to create profits. And they do this in the crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. All right, guys. So I really want to go back and kind of give you the inspiration, the thing that motivated me to be where I am today. You know, what shaped me through my childhood, shaped me into the adult that I now am. At least most of the time I'm thinking I'm an adult. There are times that I wonder, I'm just a big grown up teenager sometimes, but my wife would agree with that. I really want to kind of take you back and help you understand not just my background, but most importantly, what were the lessons that changed and shifted my life so that I was able to get to be work optional, where I was able to be out of the rat race, quote unquote, right? Where I had enough passive income coming in that I was able to quit when I was 28, almost 29 years old. And it wasn't easy because I had to go through a journey. But if you have the right perspective, you know the right things, I can guarantee we can create a shortcut for you to make this easier. So I want to talk about that and give you real examples from my life as well as the lives of our clients and how that really works. Now, give you the backstory. You know, I was raised by hardworking, good parents that taught me great values. They taught me to work hard. They taught me to go after, you know, go after my goals. My mom taught me to really go after your dreams and create something of beauty and be a creator. My dad taught me to get out and to make something more of myself, right? I mean, that was a big thing, you know, to really take control of your life. That's really my dad. But the one thing that wasn't instilled into me was an abundance of money, right? It wasn't that money was a positive thing, because we would be sitting down at our dinner table and there'd be things said, you know, like, hey, we can't afford this, you know, or what am I made of money? You know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know. Or, you know, even worse, when my dad would talk about work and he would say, you know what, I'm just going to work until I die. Why? Because he had the depression mentality that you work for a company for 40 years, you get retired, they give you the nice gold watch and a retirement plan and everything else is set for you for life. But that wasn't the case. He got laid off from time to time from those companies. Even though he would be one of the top workers there, they would still let him go. You know, they would cut back on different territories, responsibilities that he had. So he'd get his pay cut after he would create more and more work and more value for that, those companies. And he hated it. I mean, he was really a guy that, I mean, he is really the Dave Ramsey poster child. I mean, this guy worked hard. He didn't blow his money. I mean, he still enjoyed his money, but it wasn't like he was blowing it left and right. I mean, he was cheap. You know, he would pinch those pennies. He would save everything into his 401k plans. He would do all he could, but yet he was still working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You know, he was working himself to the bone to the point where he thought he would work until he's dead. Well, as at the result of that, I decided at that kitchen table, I'm not going to follow that path. That is not going to be me. I'm not going to be him. I'm going to create my own life. I'm going to take control of my own destiny. I'm going to do something different. So yeah, I went through college, came out, and then the first opportunity to become an entrepreneur was become a financial advisor, which I thought, that's my ticket out. That is how I'm going to break free, because I'm going to be smarter with my money than even my dad was. And hey, if I can help some people along the way, even my own dad, that's worth it. So I became a financial advisor. And after several years of training, and many of you guys have heard the stories about the training I've gotten over the years, after several years, I was sitting back down at the table, the same kitchen table. My dad was talking about all the scarcity of money. We're sitting down at that table, analyzing and looking at his retirement plans. He says, Chris, what can I do? What more can I do here? And remember, he had done a lot, even paid off his house early. Again, Dave Ramsey would have loved him. Well, I said, Dad, I'm seeing your numbers right here. And sorry to say, but honestly, I don't know what to do for you, because you only have 5 years of retirement. You have to die after the next 5 years if you want to retire now. And my dad was 61 at the time. And I said, after all those decades of work, you've got 5 years of retirement you can live on. That's not the answer you want to hear. He's like, well, what do I do? What are some other options? I said, I don't know. Financial advising doesn't give me those options. And so when the student's ready, the teacher appears. A few weeks later, I reached out to my friend, Doug. You know, Doug, I trained to be a financial advisor, but he left to go do real estate investing. And I called him up thinking, yeah, I bet you he's probably broke. I'm sure that real estate investing thing didn't work out for him. So I called him, Doug, how you doing? It's like, life is great, Chris. Like, my dad and I have partnered on some real estate investments, and we've doubled his income as a professor at the local university here. I said, what? Come on, that's too good to be true. There's no way, no way you could have done that. I said, Chris, we are doing it. And after we debated a little bit, he finally just said, Chris, let me ask you a few questions. First, how many of your clients are financially free? Now, he got me, because not only was my dad didn't have hope, but as I looked at financial the clients I had advised, even once I had advisors before me, they weren't any better off either. So my answer was none. Okay, Chris, how about this? How many of you guys as financial advisors are financially free, not off the commissions you're earning, not off after all the trails and renewals and assets under management, getting paid off that, but actually doing these investments, how many of you guys are financially free? As I thought back, the guys in my office have been working there since the late 1970s, I realized, None of them are. Okay, Chris. Well, there's your answer. Well, then give me the answer, Doug. And at first he was resistant, but eventually he said, all right, let's start talking. So over the next several months, I was kind of like Abba doing the dancing queen, right? No, I was kind of like Alice tumbling down the rabbit hole, right? And going on this journey. Eventually on that journey, I quit being a financial advisor. But I started learning from guys that were in this alternative space. And later that year, I was able to get my money and my resources working for me that I was able to be out of the rat race myself. Now, financial independence for me at that time was only $3,500. I didn't have to do a lot to get there. It was nice. You know, it was pre-inflation and pre about six kids in my life. And so, you know, I only had 1.5 babies at that time when I got out of the rat race, about two, really. And so, yeah, I was out of the rat race, 28, almost 29 years old. And that's the big thing I'm working on today, guys, is that, you know, I didn't want to follow the same path as my dad, even though I was going down the same path. I was saving, I was trying to pay off my dad, doing everything he was doing. Even as a financial advisor, I was repeating the same mistakes he and all the rest of my clients have been doing. But when I started to do the opposite, that is when everything changed for me. That's when things got better. And so now, I mean, it's not just me that obviously got out. We've worked with over 900 clients, and they've gotten themselves, many of them got themselves out of the rat race themselves, you know, as well. Some of them have gotten out of the rat race. Others are on the path to that point. But I'll tell you, I mean, the great thing is they're better off than 95%+ of people out there today, just because they have passive income streams coming in, sometimes in the thousands or even the tens of thousands of dollars. So I want to talk about those three key things that I had to learn to shift away and be able to open up the possibilities so that I knew I had hope for me, but not just for me, but for everybody else. So Let's go into that. So one, right? We got to start tracking our money. If you haven't heard me say this before, you got to take this down. You got to know your numbers. Start tracking your money using tools like mint.com or using the Mint app, using those things to really see how much money's coming in and how much is going out. Understand the full flow of money. Expenses, although that's not everything. I didn't say live on a budget. Most people say you got to live on a budget. I'm not saying that. I'm saying instead, don't focus on the budget. Focus on just tracking your spending, tracking to see where the money's going. I can guarantee if you think you're too busy, and I've had people say this after hundreds of clients, the ones that say they're too busy, especially they're entrepreneurs, find out they usually can find at least $500 a month. That's $6,000 a year. That's just being wasted. It's not even a thing that makes their lifestyle any better. I'll give you an example. I had one client where she was a graphic designer, always on the go, hustle, 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 move, 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 always going, never had time to do anything, including looking at her numbers. Got her to slow down, got her to finally put the numbers in. It took about a month, by the way, to get her to do it. When we finally did it, what did we find? We found like subscriptions and memberships that she had that really weren't serving her. Even things like utilities, you know, they were paying like $300 a month for Comcast cable because her husband liked sports. I was like, well, listen, with streaming services nowadays, you can spend less than $30 a month and get everything that you need. Why do you need that? And so we started having them strip away the things that really weren't serving them. And guess what? We found $1,800 a month that we were able to free up. Didn't sacrifice her lifestyle. They didn't have to get rid of that latte and so on, right? They just had to start tracking their money. $1,800 a month, that's $22,000 a year. Do you think that got her to relax just a little bit? Maybe slow down just a teeny bit more? You betcha. I had another client where now she was overspending. She was making $250,000 a year between her and her husband, yet they were paycheck to paycheck. Couldn't figure out why. We went through the numbers, found out they were spending $5,600 a month eating out. That's just eating out. Their grocery bill was over $1,000 a month. They were eating out at $5,600 a month. And no, they don't have a massive family. They had a family of four plus a boyfriend living in. And that boyfriend thought he was a gourmet chef. That's why they were spending so much money on the groceries. I got them to cut back their eating out budget to just $1,000, only $1,000, right? And we were able to save a few $100 or more on the grocery bill. All things said and done, we save them over $70,000 a year just because they track their money. Again, most people think they're too busy or it's just a pain in the butt to do. It's not the sexy part. It's not like the investing. The truth is, it means everything. Because we just had a client recently that came in. They have more than enough money to invest and get themselves out of the rat race this year. But as we analyze the income and expenses, so when we work together on a one-on-one basis as a consultant, we actually have you fill out a spreadsheet. The cash flow optimizer is what we call it. Have you fill it out, look at your income and expenses, your balance sheet. We look at everything. We analyze everything. It's funny because a lot of people will say, I don't need you to look at that. Well, we looked at it, found out we could actually free up $4,000 a month, And that's even before we invested. Just so you know, $4,000 a month in the investing world, to make that, we would generally require at least $400,000 to $500,000 of savings to generate $4,000 a month. We were able to do that without them investing their money. We save them years of what they could have done. So we were able to free up that $4,000 a month. Now everything else that we're using from their investments and retirement accounts and savings now can be used to generate passive income, and they can hit their financial independence number faster. And that's the thing you got to know too. When you know your numbers, know your financial independence number. Know what it takes to be able to pay your expenses and then add 10%. So if your expenses are $8,000 a month, you probably want to tack on another $800 to $1,000 more. Make it $8,800 or $9,000 a month just to overshoot a little bit to ensure you have that financial independence. You do that and it's amazing. I love what Mark Twain says. Mark Twain says, you know, I would love to help get people what they want. The problem is I can't find anybody who knows what they want. You got to know your financial independence number. You got to know the goal, point Z. Just like if you have a GPS, you got to know the starting point and the end point. You got to know your financial independence number, and you got to know where your finances are right now before you can get there. That's key. That's essential. That's one of the biggest reasons I got out of the rat race, because I knew exactly what I was spending, how much money was coming in. I was able to prepare accordingly and strategize accordingly. So that's number one. Number two is you got to get your money out of prison. I mentioned this last week, right? But getting that money out, how do you get that released? Okay. What is it you can really do? Here's the great thing. Whatever you have in savings, drop off the zero, and that's what you can make in passive income every year. So if you have $300,000 in savings that you're able to get out, drop off the zero, that's $30,000 a year of income. Because if you can make at least 10%, which is usually the bottom number about what most of our people in our vetted network have, you know, when they have deals, usually you're making at least 10 to 12%, maybe even 15% a year on those investments. Nothing's guaranteed, of course, but that's typically what you see. So if you have $300,000, that means you can make $30,000 a year of passive income off of that. That's huge, right? I'll tell you, I had one client had $900,000 just sitting in savings, not doing anything. He's like, well, maybe I'll buy a house, maybe I won't. Okay, well, that $900,000 can generate $90,000 a year. Just so you know, his retirement, his financial independence number, actually it wasn't even his independence number. His independence number that he created was higher than his expenses. He wanted $10,000 a month or $120,000 a year. Understand that if you have $90,000 out of the $120,000, you're already three quarters of the way there just by getting that money working for you. I had another guy, another client that was in California, had a $1 million retirement plan. I talked about this before, went from a few hundred a month to then $12,000 a month, and a completely different lifestyle than what the financial advisor was saying, where he's saying, yeah, maybe you can live on $30,000 a year with this $1 million. So we don't want that, right? So we want to make sure that it works. Also home equity. Home equity is another place we can find it. Even with rising interest rates, there's still ways to refinance it and get money out to be able to make a higher return than what it costs you for that money. Usually you can make at least an extra 4 or 5% of the equity that you could get available. So if you can get $100,000 of equity from your house, you can usually generate at least another $4,000 to $5,000 more a year than what the payment costs you. And just so you know, that's money that didn't even come out of your pocket. That's really for you. It's almost like having an infinite rate of return because it wasn't your money in hand in the first place. You're generating more with the bank's money that you're just leveraging using your house as equity, right? So there's lots of things to do there. Give you another example. I had a couple out in Minnesota that hired us last year. Just got an update from them recently. In fact, I posted on Facebook and got people kind of worked up a little bit. But a lot of they had some money in savings. They had several hundred thousand savings. But most of their resource that they had to get out of prison was locked up in their house and in their building. They owned a building for their practice. And once they got the big picture, realizing what they could do to leverage it, they ended up doing a cash out refinance of their home, stopped trying to pay it off early. They cashed out money from their office building. And even after the mortgage payments, after all was said and done, we had this 1 year follow-up. And guess what? They're netting $280,000 a year of passive income. $280,000 a year, all because they got their money out of prison. The great thing is they're work optional. They don't have to keep working, but they keep doing it because they love their profession. They love helping and serving people, and they keep going. So if anything, that just keeps growing their passive income some more because they can just keep reinvesting their money over and over again. Just a huge, beautiful example right there. So that's a big thing, is getting money out of prison. Okay, here's another example. This one's near and dear to my heart, right? This was a client that was out in North Dakota. They hardworking people. The husband was working 6 days a week, just working his tail off, right? Just working so hard. And really, he just wanted some freedom. He wanted to be able to not have to work weekends anymore because he was working Monday through Saturday. And then when we got to Sunday, he was dead. So he wasn't available for his family. Well, all things said and done, as we went through, again, that optimizer, we went through it, we found $6,000 a month we could free up for him. Not even counting anything we did with investments, just freeing up cash flow, $6,000 a month. Guess what they did with that $6,000? The wife called me. She said, Chris, we took that $6,000 and we bought a four-wheeler. Now, Dave Ramsey would have been freaking out. Like, what? Why'd you blow that money? That's stupid. Every other financial advisor, financial expert would shame them. But I knew where this was going. And I said, oh yeah? So that's awesome. Way to go. She said, Chris, you got to understand, for us, this was the best investment ever because now he's taking off Saturdays. He doesn't feel like he has to keep working and slaving away. He can take off Saturdays. And what do? We go four-wheeling as a family every weekend. She's like, we didn't just get the four-wheeler. My kids got their father back. And I got my husband back. She's like, that is priceless. You can't put a dollar amount on that because now we're making memories. We're investing in that now. Guys, that's what this is really about. It's really about not just freeing up the cash and get the money, but getting out of prison, getting it to work for you, getting to really, truly work for you and do something amazing. Okay. It's really about that. And then of course it leads to this next point, which is passive income now trumps everything. It's about accelerating your money, not accumulating money. Everybody else out there is telling you to accumulate and build up this net worth to then someday live on. But the truth is that we want to accelerate. We want to generate passive income now from this money. So not only are we just trying to free up money or get out of prison, now once we get that money out of prison, we got to make it work for us so that we have to keep working for it. And that's, you know, that's where the magic happens. That's where, like I mentioned, you know, we had people that have, you know, got to the point where they can retire sometimes within a year. Sometimes it takes 5-10 years, but everybody has their own different timelines, but it's so much fun. I had a guy recently, he'd been taking my advice for years, but he hadn't quite implemented my advice. He'd been listening, hadn't implemented. He finally at the point said, you know what, Chris, I'm going to sell off that property. It's making me $200 a month. Get that $700,000 equity out of it and get that investing for me now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to finally pull the trigger. Yes, he missed four years of implementation, but now he's got that. He's at that point. He can get that money working for him now, creating another really $70,000 a year versus $2,400 a year. Right? It's so exciting to see that. You know, I'll tell you one of the last things. You know, is we had somebody that just, you know, they weren't sure how to make it work. They were, again, paycheck to paycheck. You know, the income was kind of like up, but then there would be breaks in between their work. And so they'd have a few months off. And what's awesome is that we got their cash flow up another $4,000 a month. We just got the resource to work for them. Some of it was home equity, others just savings, getting to work for them better. They even did an infinite banking plan, got that working too. So they've got their money working harder, essentially, right? But that $4,000 a month, now whenever he's in between projects or jobs, even though he has big, huge months and then no months of no income, now he doesn't have to worry about it because now it's not like income zero, right? It's not like that. Now it's like income $4,000 a month, which is, you know, getting almost halfway of what he needs to be out of the rat race completely and then be completely work optional. You know, again, he's not out of the rat race today like some of these other examples I gave you, but that $4,000 a month makes a massive difference in his freedom. Huge difference for him and be able to get him to just relax. He doesn't have to jump from work project to work project. He can say, you know what? I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'm just going to enjoy it. Guys, that's what we're really doing here. It's not just about the numbers, right? Everybody wants to say it's all about the numbers. The numbers, you got to understand them. You got to know them. But most importantly, it's about how do we create that freedom in your life to buy your life back, give you that time so you can actually spend time with those that you love doing what you love, while you're still young enough to enjoy it, right? That's the key. My dad never really got that. I mean, by the time he finally retired, he was at the point where health-wise, he wasn't in the best of shape. You know, he's more going visiting doctors more than he's able to visit his grandkids, you know? And I know he didn't want to do that. That was not his intention at all, but that's the reality. I think we're going to hear more and more stories about that as the baby boomers keep aging. And even now us Generation Xers start moving close to retirement. I start hearing more and more people saying, whoa, if I don't have Social Security, if I don't have socialized anything, I'm out of luck. What am I going to do? I'm screwed. This does not have to be your story. This doesn't have to be a story like this. Your story can be very different. It could be like ours, myself, and hundreds of our other clients, where you actually have freedom, where you actually can take control of your life and have that time back, where you can actually spend time with your family while they still want to spend time with you. Versus when they're already old enough that they already have their own lives, they're too busy to really take a break. And hopefully it's not just that, but you create a new legacy, something that lasts beyond you, a legacy of prosperity for your family and generations beyond you. You know, that's what I'm doing. Like when I sit at my own kitchen table now, it's not about, you know, talking about how we can't afford things. It's about possibilities. We never even worry about money. And that wasn't always the case. It wasn't always the case with me. I'll tell you, I was the guy that set the AC way too high that you had to start sweating before I turn it on, or the heat way too low and you're freezing and putting on jackets and layers because I didn't want to spend money on electricity or gas, right? That's the kind of person I was. Like I had a break from that mold, but man, you know, those conversations with my kids, you know, where my kids, you know, thank me like, thanks, you know, for this experience. Thanks for taking us here, dad, or taking us there. You know, even my own dad, he's like, son, I'm proud of you. I can't even believe that I don't even understand your life and how you do what you do. Like you're doing things that I wish I could have done. when I was younger. And it's true. I wish that I could have done half the things that my kids experience. I'm not here to spoil them. That's the good news. But I'm here to do something different. You are too. Like, imagine if your kids start thanking you, saying, thank you for teaching me a better way than what everybody else taught. I mean, imagine, yeah, if people saying, man, I want your life. I want my life to be like yours. That's exactly what it can be. I mean, just picture what that would look like, and picture what it would be like if you can be at a place where you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Guys, this is what drives me every day. That feeling that I really can't accurately describe, and I'm failing right now even to describe how awesome it is. And it's not that my life is worry-free. I still have to work at stuff. I'm working on my marriage. I'm working on being a better parent. I'm working on my spirituality. I'm working on my health to try to stay younger than I am. I don't have to work on all this stuff. You know, my life's not over just because I got finances figured out. But man, it's so much better than being in a survival mode to be able to look outside of me and say, whose lives can I bless? That is the ripple effect I'm here to create for you. That's what I want for you guys as well. So anyways, I want you to take that to heart. Remember, if you got those three lessons, is one, is start to know your numbers. Know what your financial independence number is, and also know what money's coming in, going out, using tools like Mint. Two is get your money out of prison. Find out where that money's locked up. And if you're not certain where it is, our passive income calculator can even spit out a number for you and help do that all for you on moneyripples.com. So feel free to use that. And then third is then turn it into passive income. And especially if that calculator says that number should be at least 15, 20,000 or higher, definitely go to our contact us page, reach out to us, because I can assure you we can find it, right? So anyways, guys, I want the best for you. I want that ripple effect to go beyond me, because I know that my family extends beyond my immediate family, includes you. I know that your life can be blessed and changed for the better and more hope in your future than what you might think is possible right now, all by having a different set of eyes, be able to see it with new eyes, just like I had to see it as a financial advisor that then quit and repented and created a life of freedom. You can do that as well. Go and make it a prosperous week so you can have an amazing, prosperous life for you and the legacy and the family beyond you. Make it a great day, everybody.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.